Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where today we're talking about the Feast of Tabernacles. We're talking about the last and greatest day of the feast, which was the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So the Feast of Tabernacles is like a fall harvest festival. Right now, we're in the middle of it right now. It's usually a seven-day harvest festival. It's a time to remember that God is tabernacling with us. He's brought everything he has. He's moved in on the inside of us. It was all because of what Jesus did on the cross, making us clean and righteous and holy in his sight, that he could come in and live on the inside of us. And God is tabernacling with us. So these 7 days are a reminder of that. But then the people in the Old Testament were commanded, after the 7 days was over, to have one more day, to have the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which was called the last and the greatest day. And that last and greatest day, this symbolic of new beginnings in our life. It's a symbolic of God's grace flowing in our lives. We're going to see Jesus stands up on this last and greatest day of the feast. And he has some things to say on that day. So some reminders for us today. But let's get started with prayer. And then we'll get into this a little bit more. So lately, we've been praying this prayer from Ephesians chapter 3 on our weekly yearly cycle updates. Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 16, I believe it is. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time here together. I thank you for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them. We pray for all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light. And I pray that out of your glorious riches, you would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, as we're talking about today, so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we would be rooted and established in love, that we would have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of you, God. Now to you, God, who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that's at work within us. To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. God can do all we ask or dream or think or imagine according to his power that's where? His power that's at work within us. His power that's at work within us. We're going to see this today. As Jesus said, if anybody who's thirsty and comes to me, out of him rivers of living water will flow. So it was on this last day, the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So notice it says on the last and the greatest day of the feast. Talking about this eighth day. So this day coming up is coming up on September 28th. Tuesday, September 28th is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the great day, the greatest day. It's a reminder for us. God is great. Jesus is great. And he's moved in on the inside of us. And he wants to make us great. And I've learned more and more in our lives that our indicator, how do we know if our lives are on track? How do we know if our lives are on track? It's an important question to answer. And what I've learned is that when our lives are on track, we're making the people around us great. God's grace is flowing through us, making the people around us great. And we're going to see here, when his Spirit, when his grace begins to flow through us, God's intention is to make us great, to make us more like him, and he's great. And that so that it would flow through us to other people to make them great in the process. But on that last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and called out in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. So this last and greatest day, it's a reminder, it's the last. So it's the last day of God's yearly cycle. The very next day, so it'd be Wednesday, the 29th of September this year. New beginning. It's symbolic of a new beginning in our lives. Think about in the Old Testament, the baby boys were all circumcised on the eighth day. Reminder of God's covenant with the people. They were given their name. It was a symbol of the God's covenant and partnership with the people. God's commitment to make us great, to give us his steadfast, unfailing love, that he would never leave us or forsake us. He's become our partner in life. And then we can have streams of living water. We got the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of grace. He's the Holy Spirit of grace. He can flow through us from within us, now living from the inside out. Streams of living water would flow. It's God's equipping. It's God's power. It's his gifting, his anointing, all flowing through you. Streams of living water. Living from the inside, taking everything that God moved in on the inside of you and letting it flow through you out into the world to make other people great as well. But we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, I'm just so thankful. Just this time of the Feast of Tabernacles, just to remember, to dwell on this truth that you are tabernacling with us. And that out of us, streams of living water would flow through us, flow from within us. We're just thankful for that, Father. We just thank you for that amazing gift of the Holy Spirit within us. We just thank you that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? We thank you that nothing is impossible with you. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now notice it says here, up to that time, the Spirit had not been given. Think about it, in the time we live now, we get to have this opportunity of the Holy Spirit being given to us. That these rivers of living water can flow through us today. I get the words out. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. But now that he has, we can have these rivers of living water on the inside of us. So, Father, we just thank you for that and for this bread and what it represents and all that Jesus went through to give us this amazing gift. We ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the new cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that made all this possible. Without that, God couldn't have moved in on the inside of us. We couldn't have these streams of living water. Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. And we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So as we get to the eighth day, the last and greatest day, as we start to get on the other side of that, the yearly cycle starts over. And here's what I've learned to be prepared for. God often, as we get past next Tuesday, he will often start shifting things, repositioning things, open up doors to new levels. And sometimes that can seem a little scary because stuff is changing around you. Stuff that's you're not used to happening is starting to happen around you. But here's what I've learned. If that's beginning to happen, doors are opening, things are shifting or repositioning, it's God trying to make you great. He's repositioning things to make you great, to bring out the best in you, to bring you up to the next level, to get everything lined up just for you, to set you free in ways that you've never imagined. And so that starts to happen after this eighth day. It's like a new beginning. Stuff starts moving around and shifting around. You can know it's God working for your good. Just keep staying tuned into him. Keep following his leading. He's going to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place. But I want you to be prepared for that. In this time, starting in about October through December. Be prepared for transitions and open doors. God will often start moving pieces around. But if you know that going ahead of time, you know that it's just Him working things for your good. You can start praising Him and thanking Him for His grace and His goodness and His kindness for you to do that. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.